You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. That's where we'll take them. Go for dinner at Best Portuguese Chicken.
Yes.
Done.
Locking in. July or August. I'm wide open.
No, before the season.
Well, season's coming to an end quickly, man. 21 games.
Don't even start with me. I'll forget it. I don't even want you to come.
No, I want to be there. I'm a part of the team.
Okay, it's happening next week.
Okay, you give me some dates.
I'll just tell you next week.
We'll get a
dinner
going.
We're going there after work, and we're going to watch a Leaf game with them, and we're going to buy them dinner. There's only two of them.
You got it, man. Can't wait for it. All right, you guys ready for Jerry's Percentages?
Ready to rock.
All right.
If you thought Jerry was horny last week for Valentine's Day, you won't believe how frisky things get when the Leafs are in meltdown mode. Jerry's typing in 18wheelerhub.com and turning the lights down low. By the way, I had a bowl of cereal this morning, all Viagra. Best part is, Jerry doesn't have to delete this Google search history. Jerry's got it on his home screen.
What was that site again?
18wheelerhub.com.
That is completely inappropriate. And I don't believe that that website exists. I'm calling fake news on Jerry.
It is fake news.
18wheelerhub.com. And you never need to delete your Google search history when it's about the Maple Leafs melting down. So Jerry's a happy man. What a shock. Hating on the Leafs is what he does better than anything else. He's ready for the hot takes on the week?
Let's go.
Jerry's fantasy is seeing all seven Canadian teams miss the playoffs. But that likely won't happen. But I still think the Leafs will finish the season with more points than any other Canadian team.
That is an interesting one. So the Leafs and Edmonton are currently tied at 70 points. Edmonton has two games in hand. Vancouver is a point behind the Leafs, but they have two games in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Calgary is 2 points behind the Leafs. They've both played 61 games. And Winnipeg is three behind the Leafs. They've also played 61. So
I'm going to say Edmonton ends up with the most points.
Okay.
So I'm going 12% to 15%. That Toronto ends up with the highest point total
in the country.
It's basically the field. The field versus the Leafs.
Yeah, Toronto versus
the
field, basically.
Yeah, I'm low because Winnipeg could be there.
Well, they all could be there, but so could the Leafs. The Leafs could also. I mean, it's not really the field because Montreal and Ottawa are not actually included. But
so you got four other teams. 11.
Okay, look 11%. At you guys. I mean, I think we're talking about the four Western teams and Toronto. So that would indicate it's at least a 20% chance.
I think you need more points out west, you may.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't. That's the crazy thing about this is the Leafs could end up with more points and the other three could still make the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because if you end up...
Like, Edmonton's in first, and they got the same amount of points as Toronto.
You could end up with 95 points and miss the playoffs east, and that may be right.
I don't know. It's going to be.
I should go a little bit higher. But
I'll say 20% because I'm actually going to play the odds. I think we're talking about five teams. I will take the Leafs at a 20% odds. I mean, we're dealing with recency bias right now, but Edmonton, you see McDavid's back in Edmonton, but not skating yet, and not much of an update.
They lost Klefbom.
Cassian is still suspended for a while.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it could...
Who do they have tonight? Boston?
Yes, they got Boston. They've got a tough schedule coming up. You know, Winnipeg's in Ottawa tomorrow. I'm calling that game. I still think Winnipeg can make it. I personally do.
Yeah, for sure. Well, they're in the running.
Well, they're right there. They're 1 point out of the playoffs. So
okay.
Winnipeg's the one team I think should be the Columbus Blue Jackets of last year. Just make some hay.
We'll see.
Dump picks, you know, dump whatever.
But they,
just
you know,
go
they,
get some
they
guys.
They traded a third for DeMelo. Let's see what else they're going to do. Like you know, Brian Little's out for the year. They haven't filled that spot. Like, Adam Lowry's not playing. Like, they've got some, they're banged up.
Well, especially
Buff, like, you know, we've never talked about Buff in weeks now.
Especially if you can get the first wild card, because then you're going to the Pacific and you're
right.
playing Edmonton or Vegas or Vancouver.
Right,
you're not going through St. Louis and Colorado
Correct.
And Dallas.
Correct.
Now that, you know, you never know where you're going to be post trade deadline. But if you can get in that spot, let's say you play Edmonton in the first round, if you're Winnipeg, you'd feel pretty good about yourself. A lot better than playing St. Louis.
Dallas team, they could.
They're sneaky too.
Yeah, they're sneaky good. By the way, they were a couple plays away last year where Binnington made unreal saves in overtime to advancing. Like they were real close.
They got to a game seven, right?
Yeah.
Against them. All right, so we're all locked in. We're good with those percentages.
Yep.
Okay.
If Freddie Anderson continues to play like Vesa Toskalic tomorrow night, Jack Campbell will get the start Saturday night against Carolina. Freddie needs to pull his head out of his ass immediately.
Wise words. I would say the whole team probably should be adhering to that advice at this point. But if he gets lit up tomorrow, doesn't play well, and they lose, Jerry has Jack Campbell in net Saturday night.
At some point,
100.
I told you guys I wouldn't have been surprised if Campbell would have started tomorrow.
Right.
Just based on, you know, how fragile your team is. But I like that Sheldon Keefe doubled down with Freddie instead of letting everyone off the hook. Because to me, everyone was just like, oh, it's the goalie's fault. And yeah, he's part of it, but that team is part of it too. So I think he's saying, everyone, we're going right back at it, same lineup. Get your head out of your asses.
Right, and he also, you know, today said it wasn't that difficult of a decision because Freddie's our guy.
But last night he didn't
say last
that.
Night after the game, he did not indicate it was such an easy decision.
If he's not the guy tomorrow night, then he's going somewhere else.
I would suggest, you know, common sense would indicate that is the truth. But I think this might be the most difficult decision any coach can make is... You've got, like, Freddie is their guy. Yes, his numbers have not been great. He has not had a great year. He
right.
hasn't. But as you've said before, Noodles, like, just simply, who's the better goalie?
Who's Frederick the better Anderson.
Goalie? It's Frederick Anderson.
Yes, every day of the week.
But, you know, you're dealing with, do I keep the confidence of my guy, the guy I believe is going to actually give me the best chance to win long term, or do I go with the guy that could save the season? Maybe if I feel like he's in a better headspace.
Well, it just
it's very difficult
right
to deal with.
Like, I mean, he's on a roll right now, but I guarantee you on the plane last night, if they flew back last night, if they did. You have this conversation as to, okay, like Campbell is in a bit of a groove. You know, he's regardless of quality of competition, he's delivered points.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So they probably had to have that conversation as to it would be easy to go to Jack. He's kind of on a roll. But what are the long-term ramifications of that? You know, do you lose Freddie mentally? You know, he's come back off the injury. You know, been okay, but again, it hasn't looked great statistically. You have to look at the bigger picture. And also what I just said about not letting the guys off the hook. Because if you start your backup, that's saying, okay, we think this was on the goalie. Not on you guys.
Mm-hmm. I think if you start the backup, which some people say is the right play, I think Freddie mentally could be gone for the year.
That would be my concern.
That's what I was
saying.
I don't think it's
100%
Saturday. There's some
people
that believe that he should be in net, and that's an idea. But I think if you do that mentally, Freddie goes, all right, screw you, he will sewer you.
Would that change between Thursday and Saturday? How is it any different?
Well, I think if it happens again tomorrow where he stinks tomorrow night, you have no choice. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, we have to do this.
I'll say 80% because of... everything you just said.
I'm 85%. I think Jack plays Saturday if Freddie doesn't play well tomorrow.
Jerry would like to congratulate fellow commissioner Bobby Manns, a.k.a. Rob Manfred, for being the biggest joke in pro sports. Between you, Goodell, and the pencil neck silver, Jerry looks like a damn stud. And lucky for me, Manfred will still be the commissioner in 5 years. He'll still be handing out that piece of metal. Jerry thinks he's a piece of shit.
really was harsh, man. I mean,
like, he went too far.
Yeah, like you talk about, you know, glass houses.
I would almost bet that stuff wasn't even on the script.
I can't imagine it would be. I mean, there's no way anyone would be that ridiculous to post that on a script. But 5 years, Manfred will still be around. I brought up the idea earlier this afternoon about the players throughout baseball taking a page out of the NBA's playbook.
Right.
Where, if you can recall, when Donald Sterling was taped and was saying, you know, racial epithets, and he had a long history and everyone hated his guts. And
yep.
When that went public, you know, Adam Silver at the time, who was a new commissioner, Manfred hasn't been on the job that long. It spread like wildfire. And by all accounts, the players throughout the NBA basically protested and said, we're not playing again until you get rid of Sterling. And they got rid of Sterling. Could you see it getting so ugly here? Because it feels ugly. Like, Manfred is just a whipping boy throughout baseball. Everyone hates him. It is carte blanche. You can go at him. You can say or do anything you want. There's no fining. There's nothing. Could you see the players being like, you know what, forget it. We're protesting. We don't want this guy the commissioner anymore.
In 2020, can you get rid of him? I could see it happening.
I don't think it's that shocking.
We're actually not coming back to the ballpark.
We're not coming back to any ballpark unless this guy's not in charge.
But it's a joke, and we don't like him.
But guess who controls all that? The owners. And the owners are going to go, we print money. So go back to work.
Yeah, so did the NBA owners, though. Like, yeah. And Sterling was one of them. They didn't want to be identified as, you know,
well,
in his club.
It's a little different.
It's a very, very different context. It is.
Because, you know, this
that was racial, and this is about business and cheating. There's no doubt about that.
I know what you mean, but you're right. You can't compare the two based on the topics.
Right.
But I can't see it. Like, I can't see any, like, even if the players are like, yeah, we're not playing because of Manfred, he'd be like, okay, go to, you know. You're not getting paid.
Well, it might
That's
force
it.
The him though.
Be like, you're not getting paid.
Might force him to almost resign and be like, you know what? I have caused such a storm here. I think he's going to be there in 5 years though.
Yeah,
like based on what Goodell went through, arguably worse in terms of the vitriol being directed towards him, and he's survived. And Goodell's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
I'll say 60%. Manfred is still there in 5 years.
I'm 90%. I think even if they make a stink, like. It'll get worse before it gets better. Like, meaning they would lose, you know, wages or whatever. And guys, when it comes down to it, guys just care about themselves. They care about their own careers. They're not going to be, you know, taking a stand.
Well, that's the beauty of Verlander. A guy like Verlander,
exactly.
Right, keeps circling back on. He can't wait to get on his soapbox and tell you about everything that's wrong with the world until it's him in the clubhouse
right. And
his championship ring. He's like, I'm not giving this back.
Right, he's
and
like,
I'm not going to throw my guys under the bus.
Exactly.
Anybody that won a championship is going to say that. I'm not giving this back.
Right.
Yeah.
And that
you think I like people coming to my house in the summertime or at the cottage in the winter, whatever, and they're saying, "Where's your World Series trophy?" And they're going to take that away. Screw that.
No, exactly.
They're not doing it.
Your morals and your ethics get put aside.
And Verlander, a guy like that's thinking, I went out there and pitched as hard as I could, and I was dominant. I don't know what the hell the hitters are doing. It's not.
But
my
it's easy.
Business.
But to your point, it's easy when it's somebody else to weigh in on it.
Yeah.
The minute it comes into your house, well, hold on a second here. Like, you know, you think twice because you start looking out self-preservation.
Right, and I haven't seen anyone say that. I mean, everyone's saying the same thing. If I knew it was coming, I'd hit 80 home runs. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Because, listen, as good as you are, Bregman's just as good. He didn't hit 80 home runs. Right. Altuve's just as good. He didn't, you know, bat 900.
Right.
But also, any sort of perspective where, like, just one guy would like to hear, as much as I hate on the Astros, some guy step up and say, you know, I'd like to believe I would stop it, but I don't know if I would.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Because I might be in there thinking, this is how it's going, and
yeah,
I think we're going to win here, you know. So easy to be the moral arbiter when it's not your house.
Exactly.
Exactly.